The National Weather Service has issued a lake effect snow warning in effect through 4 a.m. Friday. The warning includes Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties. The Weather Service expects total snow accumulations of between 6 and 10 inches with locally higher amounts in some areas. Winds are expected to gust as high as 50 miles per hour near the lakeshore with gusts of 45 miles per hour inland. Also, a winter weather advisory is in effect through 4 a.m. Friday for an area including Mahoning County. 3 to 6 inches of accumulation is expected in the advisory area. The stalled indoor water park at Hall of Fame Village has led contractors to file 7 liens against the property. The Ohio Machinery Company, Forest City Erectors, Whitewater West Industries, Welty Building Construction, Hilsher Clark Electric Company, and Newman Pools allege they haven't been paid. The claims total $16.5 million for work and materials supplied between January 2023 and November 15th of this year. Construction of Game Day Bay Water Park began in December 2022. It was sold to real estate investment group Oak Street Real Estate Capital, then leased back to help finance the project. The lease was terminated by Oak Street in October. They cited unpaid rent, interest, and fees. State funding will clean up the site of the former Molly Stark Hospital. The Ohio Brownfield Remediation Program will provide $2.3 million for asbestos abatement, demolition of 3 buildings, and site remediation. The site will become green space, including walking trails and gardens. It has been abandoned since 1995. A former gas station on East Taggart in East Palestine will be remediated at a cost of $780,000. Carroll County will receive roughly $592,000. That money will convert a former school building into county offices and an industrial site owned by the Great Trail Fire District for future redevelopment or training purposes. Governor Mike DeWine today announced $86 million in grants for work around the state. Cleveland Clinic and its network of hospitals will remain in network for 5 million Anthem members in Ohio. A news release Tuesday doesn't specify how long a new contract runs beyond calling it a multi-year deal. The previous contract was set to expire January 1st. The locations include Akron General, Mercy Hospital in Canton, Medina Hospital, and Union Hospital in Dover. Anthem says negotiations continue with Summa Health. Summa patients received letters last month advising those covered by Anthem could face out-of-network fees if a deal is not reached by year's end. Investigators continue to look into the cause of a fire that destroyed a Lake Township home Monday morning. Greentown firefighters responded to the 9100 block of Koblenz Avenue Northwest around 2:30. They found the front of the home fully involved. The family escaped without injuries after being alerted by smoke detectors. Several pets died in the flames. Damage to the home and contents is estimated at $500,000. Crews from Green, Hartville, Mogador, Plain Township, and Uniontown assisted at the scene. Smith Township trustees handle miscellaneous business. The board Tuesday discussed plans to demolish vacant and abandoned houses on Lexington Road and Francis Avenue. The township also plans to clean up nuisance properties on Courtney and Johnson Roads before the end of the year. Another house on North Benton Road West will be sold at sheriff's auction. Trustees held preliminary talks with Sebring officials for a proposed joint economic development district. The village wants to annex the Trailstar International facility on Harrisburg-Westville Road. Nearly $10,000 in grants and private donations has been collected for upgrades of Maple Ridge Park. The township is seeking state grants to help cover the expenses. East Palestine residents affected by last year's train derailment are still waiting to receive their part of a $600 million settlement of a class action lawsuit. Meanwhile, lawyers who brokered the agreement appear to have received their piece. According to the Salem News, Judge Benita Pearson of Youngstown Federal Court denied a motion filed by law firm Morgan & Morgan to pause the payment of legal fees while an appeal of the settlement plays out. Lawyers are getting $180 million. The motion questioned how much each firm would receive and who would decide such matters. Pearson said the agreement states that legal fees were to be paid within 14 days of final approval of wiring the sum from the settlement fund into an escrow account. She also pushed back on Morgan & Morgan's claims they didn't know attorneys would be paid before residents. Shots were fired at a home and car on Youngstown's south side Monday night. Police responded to a South Bruce Street home around 7:30. A man told officers he arrived home from work to find 15 bullet holes in his house. No injuries were reported. Police were called to a home on East Ravenwood Avenue just before 11. Several bullet holes were discovered in a vehicle and 11 9mm shell casings were found in the street. A woman told police she believed the shots were fired by a man with whom she had an argument over money earlier in the day. No one was hurt. An investigation continues. Separate police chases in Trumbull County lead to the arrests of 2 men. The Highway Patrol says troopers joined a pursuit that began after Warren police saw a suspect vehicle off Parkman Road Tuesday night. WFMJ-TV reports the SUV was connected to a shooting investigation in Youngstown. The vehicle crashed near the East Market Street exit ramp from Route 82. The other chase occurred a few hours earlier. A trooper spotted a vehicle with expired plates along the Route 5 bypass. The pursuit ended when the car was involved in a collision near the Kent State Trumbull campus in Champion. The driver was wanted on previous warrants. Both suspects are in the county jail. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.